Well, hello there, BKFK listeners. We've been hard at work finding more news stories for you. We have some really good ones lined up. Not only that, we have been joined by some wonderful new performers.
My name's Honor. I'm 9 years old. I live in Dubai, but I'm from Scotland and I love pottery.
Hi, my name is Eli. I am 6 years old. I like dinosaurs and reading books.
Hi, I'm Jane. I'm 6 years old and I like otters even though I haven't seen them.
My name is David Liam. I'm 7 years old. I really like baseball and family time, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
My name is Louie. I like baseball and cars, and I'm 8 years old, and I live in Washington, D.C.
Great to have you guys on the team. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to perform with us, just go to bykids4kids.co and click on audition. And as usual, a huge shout out to all of our Patreon supporters. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Four Clever Brothers.
Dear children,
said a poor man to his four sons,
I have nothing to give you. You must go out into the wide world and try your luck. Begin by learning some craft or another and see how you can get on.
So the four brothers took their walking sticks in their hands and their little bundles on their shoulders, and after saying their goodbyes, they all went out to the gate together. When they had walked some way, they came to a crossroads, each leading into a different country. They agreed that they should go their separate ways and meet again at the same spot in 4 years. So each brother went his way. The eldest brother met a man who asked,
Where are you going?
I'm going to try my luck in the world,
he answered.
I'd like to begin by learning some trade or profession.
Then come with me,
said the man,
and I will teach you to become the cunningest thief that ever was.
No,
said the eldest brother,
that is not an honest career, and it will amount to nothing but trouble.
Oh, have no fear of trouble,
said the man.
I will only teach you to steal what is fair, what nobody wants or cares about.
So the young man agreed to follow his trade, and he soon became a sly and skillful thief. The second brother also met a man who also asked him,
Where are you going?
I do not know yet,
he said.
And come with me and be a stargazer. It is a noble art, because nothing can be hidden from you once you understand the stars.
The plan pleased the second brother, and he soon became a skillful stargazer. When he had finished his training and wanted to leave his master gave him a telescope and said,
With this, you can see everything. Nothing can be hidden from you.
The third brother met a hunter who took him with him. He taught him everything there was to know about hunting. When he finished his training, his master gave him a bow and said,
Whatever you shoot at with this bow, you'll be sure to hit.
The youngest brother also met a man who asked him what he wished to do.
Would you like to be a tailor?
He asked.
Oh no,
said the young man.
Sitting cross-legged from morning to night? Working backwards and forwards with a needle will never suit me.
Oh, that is not my sort of tailoring,
said the man.
Come with me, and you will learn quite another kind of craft from that.
the youngest son agreed and soon became a talented tailor. When he left his master, he gave him a needle and said,
"You can sew anything with this, even if it is as soft as an egg or as hard as steel."
After 4 years had passed, the four brothers met at the four crossroads and set off towards their father's home, where they told him all that had happened to them and how each had learned a special skill. One day, as they were sitting in front of the house under a very high tree, the father said,
"I'd like to test your new skills."
So he looked up and said to the second son,
"At the top of this tree there is a pigeon's nest. Tell me how many eggs there are on it."
The stargazer took his telescope, looked up and said,
"Five."
"Very good," said the father to the eldest son. "Now, take away the eggs without letting the bird that is sitting upon them know what you are doing."
So the cunning thief climbed up the tree and brought away to his father the 5 eggs from under the bird. And it never saw or felt what he was doing, but kept sitting in its nest. Then the father took the eggs and put one on each corner of the table and the 5th in the middle, and said to the hunter,
"Cut all the eggs in 2 pieces at one shot."
The hunter picked up his bow and in one shot struck all the 5 eggs as his father wished.
"Now comes your turn,"
he said to the young tailor.
"Sew the eggs together so neatly that the shot shall have done them no harm."
Then the tailor took his needle and sewed the eggs together. When he had finished, the thief was sent to take them back to the nest and put them under the bird without it knowing it. Then she went on sitting and hatched them. And in a few days, they crawled out and had only a little red streak across their necks where the tailor had sewn them together.
"Well done, sons,"
said the old man.
"You have made good use of your time and learned something worth knowing. A time might soon come for you to put your skills to good use."
Not long after this, there was a great bustle in the country, for the king's daughter had been carried off by a mighty dragon, and the king mourned over his loss day and night, and made it known that whoever brought her back to him would be well rewarded. The four brothers said to each other,
"Here is a chance for us. Let us try our best to see what we can do."
They agreed to see whether they could set the princess free.
"I will soon find out where she is,"
said the stargazer as he looked through his telescope, and he soon cried out,
"I can see her far away, sitting on a rock in the sea. And I can see the dragon close by, guarding her."
Then he went to the king and asked for a ship for himself and his brothers, and they sailed together over the sea till they came to the right place. There they found the princess sitting, as the stargazer had said, on the rock. And the dragon was lying asleep with his head right next to her.
"I don't dare shoot at him,"
said the hunter.
"I might hurt the princess."
"Then I will try my skill,"
said the thief. He quietly crept up and stole her away from under the dragon, so quietly and gently that the beast noticed nothing but went on snoring. Then they rushed away with the overjoyed princess in their boat towards the ship. Soon, the dragon came roaring behind them through the air. It was furious. When it got over the boat and wanted to pounce upon them and carry off the princess, the hunter raised his bow and shot the dragon. The dragon roared in anger and fell from the sky. They were still not safe. The great beast crashed into the boat, which was smashed into pieces. They had to swim in the stormy sea, clinging to a few planks. The tailor took out his needle and soon stitched some of the planks together. Before long, he had made a strong enough raft to get them back home. When they had brought home the princess to her father, the king, there was great rejoicing. And he said to the four brothers,
I will give each of you, as a reward for your skill, a quarter of a kingdom.
The four brothers were overjoyed, and they lived very happily the rest of their days and took good care of their father. The king was delighted to have his daughter back, but was a little disappointed that he no longer had a kingdom.
What did I do wrong?
He asked, scratching his head. Maybe he needed a little more help with his mathematics.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.